For many Native Americans, ceremonial tobacco is for prayer, meditation, and in the case of soldiers, protection. Conroy Greendeer Sr. says deployed Ho-Chunk soldiers take tobacco with them, but often commanding officers take it away. He says that's what happened to his son in Afghanistan.
They took it away from him and made him spill it on the ground. He was dismayed by that.
Ho-Chunk leaders say non-Indians often mistake ceremonial tobacco for marijuana. Robert Mann is the tribe's veteran service officer. He says the Ho-Chunk plans to work with the National Congress of American Indians to get legislation introduced through the House of Representatives that would better enforce the American Indian Religious Freedom Act for Native soldiers' well-being.
When we put this tobacco on the ground, we're praying that we're asking the Creator for His guidance. Should we have to face an enemy, that we can become victorious. You could be very lonely and frightened, too, if you have to face an enemy, and this gives you that strength to do your duty.
Conroy Greendeer hopes that more officers learn the value of sacred tobacco and allow more soldiers to use it. He says the tradition goes back generations.
My father went to World War II. Tobacco was used back then, and it was for protection, not only for himself, but as he went ahead and prayed and poured the tobacco, he also protected those people that served with him.
A public affairs officer with the U.S. Army wouldn't comment specifically on ceremonial tobacco, but said he's not surprised that officers might see something they mistook for an illegal substance. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.